Rob. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our weekly segment that features the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio in beautiful Michigan Avenue. Rainy. Snowy? Almost snowy? I feel like you get down here and close to the lake like this and you all bets are off. I'm not sure what it is. I think it's somebody said, a listener said earlier, it's snush. Snow and slush. So there you go. Well, tonight, one of Chicago's best underground musicians, James Swanberg. Swanberg has been part of several projects. He's made a name for himself playing out all around Chicago, including at the Whistler in Logan Square, where he released a live album from playing the Whistler. He was part of the band The Lemons. He's got his own solo project called Today's Hits. And he formed a supergroup with Chicago's Twin Peaks called Twin Hits. His latest album is with Today's Hits. Its self-titled was put out last July. James will be on stage this Saturday night at the Hideout for the annual South by Southwest send-off party as he takes off for Austin next week to perform at South by Southwest. But first, he is in studio tonight, James Swanberg. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So I say this, I don't even know what it means when I say underground musician. What does underground musician mean?
I think that means nobody's heard of me.
That's bogus. Only for the fact that today when I started doing research on you, listening to music, I'm like, okay, so I put your name in. There's articles from the Tribune, articles from the Reader, but it always starts with underground musician James Swanberg.
I have three fans. They're just well placed.
Well placed in the media.
Yes, correct.
But I mean, that's really, a lot of what you do is you're playing in the back of bars and other places. I guess, what is your approach to playing out in Chicago that gives you that esteemed title?
I think my approach is to say yes to everything, and then that has led to this. And like everything, it's a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy, where you put yourself in it. You say that you want to do it, and then here you are 5 years later, and you're like, how do I get out of it?
Well, you're on your way out of it with a trip to South by Southwest. That's a good way to do it, play in the Hideout. All right, yeah, but talk about playing in Chicago, because let's focus on the Whistler. One of the great things about watching some of the clips and the music that you recorded there is your ability to blend into the atmosphere, to be the center of attention, but also blend in, because there's a lot of people there that may not necessarily be there to watch a show. And then how you use banter and the back and forth to engage with the audience. Talk about your approach to being on stage at a place like a backstage at Whistler.
Yeah, well, the Whistler especially, and I'd like to say thank you to Billy, who has booked me there about 100 times now, it feels like. The Whistler's fun in the sense that, like you said, it's a free show. People are just kind of going to be there anyway. So you play. There's a fine line between entertaining and disturbing, and I attempt to you skate that line, if you will. And it's fun. I know how serious music is in the sense that it's changed my life. It means everything to me. But I've been in this game for years now. I think my first touring band was in 2004, 2005. So I've been in a long time, and I was never too smitten with musicians. Mm-hmm. They rubbed me a little bit of the wrong way.
Just for the fact that there's some preciousness to saying, I'm on stage, be quiet, everybody, it's time for me to play.
The whole thing is kind of a weird ego game, and I play it too. I'm no better. I'm still there in it. I just attempt to have the knowledge of what it is of. This is at the end of the day, it's supposed to be fun. It can change lives. It has changed my life, but I never feel like knocking anybody over the head with it is really the way to do that. So I'm perfectly fine, giving a light massage rather than the push or the shove.
Do you learn that over time? When you're a younger musician, you're like, why isn't anyone paying attention to me?
Well, no. I start, my first band was when I was 19, I went to a college town that didn't let you into bars until you were 21. But I found out if I started a band, not only would they let me in, they would give me free drinks too. Okay. So I was a quick learner that way. So I don't know if it was necessarily, you know, all eyes on me. It was more of a,
don't look
I can
way.
Just get in the room.
Don't let me, and, pretend I'm
and
not
then,
here, right?
Yeah, and then we would open for bands, and they were all eyes on me, eyes on me, eyes on me. And I just didn't think that that was ever going to be my scene. When you
play, I mean, obviously finding a scene, you know, because a lot of times what I've seen, and you do a lot of different things, different projects, bands, and or just by yourself. But when you're by yourself and you're on stage at the Whistler, are there times where you have to self, I don't know if regulate's not the word, but where maybe you feel like, okay, it's out of whack, it's out of balance, nobody's paying attention to me, or everybody's paying attention to me, and I really, like you just said, don't really like to be like the center. How do you strike a balance to be that musician in the back of a bar, a popular bar, and a free show?
Yeah, I often tell the story. I once played a show to the bartender, and he went out for a cigarette. And I tell it because it's a true story. And so I find it very easy, you know, if nobody cares, nobody cares. If everybody cares, I attempt to hold on and hope that it's good for them is really what it all comes down to. At the end of the day, if they're happy, I'm happy.
That is the best musician story of all time. I once played a show for the bartender and he left and have a cigarette.
It's true. This isn't true. From humble beginnings.
James Swanberg's in studio tonight. His solo project called Today's Hits. And he had an album that came out self-titled last year, 2017. He is going to be on stage Saturday night at the Hideout for the annual South by Southwest send-off party, because he is going to South by Southwest. He's performing next week. He begins next week at the festival. James Swanberg in studio 435 tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get some live performance here on 720 WGN. Stay with us. It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio 435, our weekly segment featuring live music here in our Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. Tonight, James Swanberg in studio, his solo project, Today's Hits. He put out his album, self-titled, this past year, 2017. He's going to be at the Hideout Saturday night for the annual South by Southwest send-off party as he takes off for South by Southwest next week. He's in studio, and here he is with the track, It's No Wonder, 720 WGN.
Oh, 'cause there's no one I like better. It's no wonder we're united. Oh, 'cause there ain't no sense to fight it. It's no wonder we're in love. It's no wonder we're in love. It's no wonder we're in love. Smiling at ya, oh, I can't help but catch ya. Oh no, it's no wonder we're in love. 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 It's no one. there ain't no sense to fight it. It's no wonder we're together. Oh, cause there's no one I like better. It's no wonder we're in love. 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 It's no wonder we're in love.
There we go. Yes, in Studio 435 tonight, James Swanberg. That was the song, It's No Wonder. New song we're going to talk about in just a second here. The singer-songwriter will be on stage at the Hideout for the annual South by Southwest send-off party coming up on Saturday. It's before he goes to South by Southwest next week. James Swanberg in studio. That is a song, and the track that we heard there that you sang on is a song that is a project you've been working on for a while with Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
The Twin Hits. Talk about that.
Correct. Well, this one will be a little bit different. So this will be the James Swanberg record. We've, about 5 years ago, another one of these, we played a show. Nobody came. We played songs to each other and became best friends, if you will. And as time has gone on, it's always been our dream to collaborate and get together. And as I've watched their star soar into the atmosphere,
yeah, they've had a great couple of years here.
It's been crazy. And I've always been kind of doing my things. And finally here, they've now set up a little studio on the west side of Chicago, pretty close to me. And I had gathered some songs that they felt like a little bit more than hits, which is normally what I write. I tend to write hits, and then those go to today's hits. With these, I was like, these aren't necessarily hits. These sound like James. And got into the studio with
when
them.
When you say hits, you mean twin hits? Do you mean hits
today's hits? Today's hits got its name. It's a song a day project that
right,
I started.
Right, got it. We'll talk about that. Right.
And so after you make 1,000 songs, I love the Ramones. And the reason why I love the Ramones is because they all sound the same. And so with today's hits, once you're into the thousands, they all pretty much sound the same. And so you know what I know what a hit is. My hit,
right? I got it. I was just clarifying. Right,
the world hasn't caught up. They're all hits.
They will.
But these didn't sound like hits. These sounded different. There were minor chords, which I don't do. There was all these different things that I had kind of demoed out on an acoustic guitar, brought them to Cadian and Colin, and told them to go wild, and wild they did.
Yeah, wow. We'll hear some more coming up here at Studio 435. James Swanberg is in studio. We'll talk about today's hits, which really was a song a day project, continues to be.
Yeah.
How many songs do you think you have produced in your career? Do you have a running total of songs?
No, I would guess I'm probably just shy of 2,000 right about now.
It's amazing. It's amazing to think about. And we talked about Whistler, and you one night did 100 songs in one performance at the night. So you have a tremendous ability to produce in droves.
Yeah, it's some kind of confidence.
Sometimes
I guess.
We'll talk about that and what it takes to do that when you're approaching songwriting with that kind of efficiency. We'll do that with James Swanberg. He'll be on stage at the Hideout coming up this Saturday night for the annual South by Southwest send-off party as he hits Austin, Texas next week. James Swanberg in Studio 435 tonight on The Download. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for Studio 435, second half, of course, featuring the best live music Chicago has to offer today. James Swanberg is in studio. His solo project, Today's Hits, where he was doing a song a day. He put out an album. It's EP, really. Sort of an album EP. What do you call it? Just a.
We'll call an album.
We'll call it an album.
And we'll thank Randy Records for doing it.
There you go. It was put out last year. James is going to be on stage this Saturday night at the Hideout for the annual South by Southwest send-off party as he goes to Austin, Texas next week for the South by Southwest Festival. It's that time of year again. James Swanberg in Studio 435 tonight. Here's the track, It All Got Away From Me. Take it away, James.
I saw a pretty little girl. I saw her ribbons and her curls. I watched her button every one. Yeah, I was drinking, having fun. I saw a pretty little girl. When I was living in her world, I watched her walk with everyone. Yeah, I was drinking, having fun. I decided I'd be smart. I'd run away and break her heart. Oh, but there's nothing I can do. And I found somebody new. I saw a pretty little girl. I saw her ribbons and her curls. I watched her walk with everyone. Yeah, I was drinking, having fun. Then it all got away from me. I started cracking up. Decided I'd get smart. I'd run away and break her heart. Oh, but there's nothing I can do. And I found somebody new. I started cracking up.
There we go. James Swanberg in Studio 435 tonight. That's the track, It All Got Away From Me. James will be on stage at the Hideout for the annual South by Southwest send-off party, which takes place, of course, on Saturday, and he's going to be going to Austin, Texas, coming up next week. South by Southwest, is that for you as a musician, as someone who, I mean, as you mentioned, 2,000 songs to your name and the ability to play wherever you want in the city of Chicago. What does South by Southwest mean to you? Is that a stepping stone for you? Is it, talk about your ambition of going to this festival?
Yeah, this one will be different. I'm there, and I should thank Burger Records for getting me there. Burger put out the Lemons record, has put out a bunch of the Today's Hits cassettes. A label out of L.A. Who is they're the reason why people talk about cassette tapes again. And so 50% is wanting to go hang out with Sean and Lee of Burger, and they said, come, you can be official, all that. But the other half is this record that we're kind of listening to tracks off of doesn't have a home. And there are a few people who their interest has been piqued by the knowledge that it's floating somewhere mm-hmm. in the world. So things tend to move faster when skin touches skin.
I was going to say, the South by Southwest, is it an industry festival? Is it the kind of thing where you can get up on stage and do a showcase, and then afterwards you're talking to managers or you're talking to record labels or others about possible projects?
Yeah, you can. The reason that the Lemons have a record is because we went down there in 2015 and said, when are we doing the record? And they said, as soon as you want. And so, yeah, it can. It's changed a lot. It's now a tech conference now.
Yeah.
More than just about anything, but everybody's there. And like everything, like the Chicago music scene, like it all. From an outsider's perspective, it seems big and cumbersome to get into. When you're there, you kind of realize that there's 50 people that run the whole thing. And I mean music. It's like there's 7 gatekeepers and 48 A&R, and like and that's kind of it. So if you want to meet the movers and the shakers,
you can.
They're there.
Well, you just mentioned about the Chicago music scene. For you to have played everywhere and with the different projects and bands that you're playing, and when you think about it, it is daunting if you're thinking of joining the Chicago music scene. Maybe you live outside in the suburbs, or maybe you're coming from a different town and you want to get in. I could see it being very intimidating because there's a lot of places you got to be and a lot of dues you have to pay. But for someone who's in it, who's been on the outskirts but also in it, is it intimidating? Is it hard to crack?
I didn't find it so. But then again, I liked my product. I think that's different. So I moved here at the end of 2011, and I wanted to break in. I had already had years of playing music. I knew my style. I knew what I wanted to do. So I was kind of able to crack the nut based off of just pure belief in myself, and that this was beneficial to Chicago to the scene.
What I love about you, and we were talking about in the break too, but just this idea that you're DIY in the sense that you don't need to wait for a booker to say, all right, James, it's time. Can you do Tuesday night? There's a way for you as a musician, and the way that you operate and the circle that you run, to find stage and space, and even some unconventional ways.
Yeah, almost always unconventional ways. But the world that we live in, you know, the rich always get richer. So once you start playing, then everybody wants you to play, and so that's always how that goes. So I just for anybody who, you know, might be listening, might be afraid to get involved, just start, and then once you start, that ball will start rolling.
Right. You know, for you, we talked a little bit about your solo project, Today's Hits, which is a song a day, and the discipline that you have to do. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what it takes. Are you a tinkerer when it comes to songwriting? When you're writing a song a day, how do you make that happen? I have songwriters and people in here who spend 6 years on an album to put something out. How do you find the discipline and the skill to write and produce a song a day?
Yeah, I wish that it was discipline and skill. I'm going to be honest, because I try to be honest. It mainly started as a kind of a point to prove. I had been pretty successful in some bands in Lexington, Kentucky, but everybody always I felt like doubted a little bit, or like, why this guy, why him? And so I started Today's Hits in a little bit of I can do this.
Yeah, right.
I could write a song a day better than that song you've worked 6 years on. And so I wish that it was technical skill, and I wish.
Well, how do you approach it? I mean,
I do it. I do it, and I put it out there, and then I I'm not too. They're not my babies. In a way, they're everybody's. I'll have released a song that I think is just a stinker, and everybody will say that's my favorite song. And then I'll release another song that I think is the greatest song that I've ever made, and nobody reacts to it at all. So at some point, I was just like, oh, I'll just release them and, right. and let the world decide.
Do you stockpile them? Do you get into on a run where you're like, I did 12 of these, this will be the next 12 days? Do you get into writer's block territory where you're like, I can't get one out, so I'll recycle something? How do you approach a song a day?
Yeah, I probably ran out of the stockpile the first week. And it ran for 3 years, and I'm the next one up, kind of. So I like doing them that day. I like waking up and not knowing what that song will be. And I like going to bed and never touching it again.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that. Is there any organization to it? Do you wake up in the morning and go, 10 o'clock, it's time for me to start thinking about this song. 10:30, I better do this song. 12 o'clock, I got to do this song.
When I was employed, there was more of that. I clerked a liquor store right when I first moved here. Pelly's Liquors, thank you.
On Lincoln?
Yeah, Pelly's on Lincoln. Yeah. They took a chance on a young man from the Bourbon State. And when I was doing that, yeah, if I was working a 10 to 10, I knew that I had to get that song in before 10 o'clock. Or I got to tell you, there's probably 20, 30, 40 songs from inside of that liquor store, too, where I was like, oh, no. And if you hear bottles clanging in the background for percussion, there's a very good chance I made it on the clock. And now I drive vans. I'm a Teamster. I'd like to give a shout out to Mike Deal. I've made some hits from the van. And actually, I do a lot of my mixing. I was always told that Motown would mix for the car stereo. And that Berry Gordy loved to go out and hear the mix in the studio or in the car. So I spend a lot of my time in a 15 passenger conversion van, listening to those Ford speakers blare.
James Swanberg's my guest in studio. He's going to perform one more time tonight for Studio 435 coming up here. He's going to be on stage Saturday night for the annual South by Southwest send off party. When you talk about your career. And it's so of the moment. Everything that you've been talking about tonight is really about spontaneity, but also capturing a creative moment. Are you able to project out? Are you able to say, okay, South by Southwest, I want to get a record deal. I want to work on this thing. In 2 years, I want to do this. In 5 years, I want to do this. In 10 years, I want to be this.
Yeah, and I'm living that projection, too. So in 2011, I decided to do this, and I said I would give today's hit 7 years, and I started on March 30th, 2011, and so we're coming up, we're a month away from that, and so now today's hits is ending, and James Swanberg is beginning. I moved here, and I made a checklist of all the places that I wanted to play, and now I've been lucky enough to be part of bills that have sold them all out. So it's a lot of it.
Do you have to refresh your list now?
I think I'm just going to have to change. There's still a few. I still got to, if the Metro's listening, the Lemons want to play the Metro.
There you go. The Lemons want to play the Metro.
I'm one of these, be careful what you wish for, because it's going to happen. So, yeah, in a lot of ways, I'm going to South by Southwest to get signed by Sire Records. That's what I'm going to do, and that's what I'm on this earth to do.
Well, we hope that happens, man. That's great. I love the honesty. You're here in studio and WGN, and he's going to be on stage, James Swanberg, at the Hideout for the annual South by Southwest send-off party this Saturday before he goes to South by Southwest. Well, okay, we got one more song coming up here on Studio 435. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get to it, so stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's the download, 720 WGN, Studio 435. James Swanberg is in here. He's ready to play his last song tonight. He's going to be on stage at the Hideout for the annual South by Southwest send-off party, which is Saturday night. He's also taking off for that festival coming up next week. Already that time of year. Wow. James Swanberg in Studio 435 tonight. Here is the track, Inside My Wallet. Take it away.
Inside my wallet, there's a beautiful girl. Despite my presence, it's a beautiful world. Inside my wallet, there's a beautiful girl. Despite my presence, it's a beautiful world. With any luck, I won't hit up. Oh, won't you say the prayer for us? Inside her head is a beautiful mind. She didn't mind. It was mine for a time. She spoke her lines, and so did I. But now that play has run, life's a drag, I'm dragging you around. But it gets worse when you can't be found. What am I to do? Swear that I once knew. Now you'll find me blue and hanging out. Inside my wallet, there's a beautiful girl. Despite my presence, it's a beautiful world. Just my luck, I've gone and messed it up. The picture's all that's left of us. Life's a drag, I'm dragging you around. But it gets worse when you can't be found. What am I to do? Swear that I once knew. Now you find me blue and hanging out. Life's a drag, I'm dragging you around. The drag, I'm dragging you around.
All right, James Swanberg in Studio 435 tonight. That track called Inside My Wallet. James Swanberg will be at the Hideout at the annual South by Southwest send-off party before he goes to South by in Austin next week. The Lemons, his today's hits, the super group with Twin Peaks, twin hits, a lot to keep watching for when it comes to James Swanberg. James, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate it, and good luck at South by Southwest. I hope you get that record deal.
Thank you very, very much.